What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark
and Brooke.
And it's been, 3 weeks since we've sat down and talked? So
it's been a while.
I'm excited. You just got back from your maritime trip.
Yeah, and it looks like you're about to go on vacation with that shirt you're wearing.
I got my flamingo shirt on. Not going on a trip for a while, but I love this shirt. It's nice and comfy. And it's fucking disgusting up here right now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But yeah, how was your trip?
It's really good. Really good, man. A lot of driving.
Yeah.
Finally saw the East Coast, the Newfoundland and stuff. Like, I went to PI when I was in public school, so it's been a while since I've been out that way. But yeah, it was awesome to see Newfoundland and take a trip with the fam. And you know,
Yeah.
he was only 2 years old, so like, may not remember most of it, but you know, so but it's still good. Happy
You can
to be
always go
back.
again.
Exactly. Yeah.
Happy to have you back.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
I didn't mention what movie we're talking about. We're doing 1986's Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Because from now until the end of September, we've each picked three movies that are considered non-horror movies, typically children's movies,
Yeah.
or movies that were tailored for kids anyways, that were either creepy as fuck whenever we were younger or have remained creepy throughout the years.
Yeah.
And it's something that we've wanted to do for a while, and we're finally biting the bullet and doing it. This one was my pick. This is your first time watch, right?
It is, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
It's crazy to me.
I know, right?
More on that later. Before we talk about it too much, we'll kick off our news and booze. What are you drinking tonight? Don't say
I'm
Coors
drinking.
Light.
No. I picked up some beers on the travels, still got some left, so I am drinking a Stillwell Cream Ale.
Okay.
And it was brewed, cellared, and packaged in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Nice. I don't have anything that interesting. I told you not to say Coors Light, but I'm drinking a Coors Seltzer right now.
Nice. I finished all mine of those, so.
Well, like we said before, we've gone 3 weeks without recording. So we've both had a lot of time to watch shit.
Yes.
I'm only going to say my 2026 movies
Okay.
that I've watched. I don't
Okay.
know how you want to go about doing yours, but.
I got a few.
All right.
Like, not a lot. Like, if I'll say, like, I don't know, three or four of them. Yeah.
All right.
Can we go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Normally I do.
That's true. Anyway, yeah, I actually know how many movies I've watched since we recorded because I tag. I've been tagging my movies and stuff for a long time. And so tag them all on Newfoundland trip. And I've watched 22 movies
Wild.
on our trip.
I kept bitching at you. I was like, stop fucking watching movies. This is my time to catch up to you.
I
And
know.
I think you watched more than I did.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, the trip was a lot more tiring than I thought because, like, the first few days, like, we're driving, like, 7 hours to our first stop. We have a kid. We lost an hour going into New Brunswick. So, like, it was like a 10-hour day. And then, like, we take the 15-hour ferry ride. And it's just a shitty ride. Bettina's sick and get to the Airbnb. And all I want to do is just sit down because I'm just so exhausted. Like, it was nice. Yeah, like, we got on done some stuff. But honestly, it was just nice to just sit down and relax,
That's fair.
honestly. So, and then one day I was sick, so I watched like three movies in the Airbnb. So, anyway, so few movies that I've watched lately. A movie that I've been on my watch list forever. I just never gotten around to it because I don't know, it's just a slow burn movie. A Portrait of a Lady on Fire. Really good movie. Didn't really know what it was about, to be honest. It's free on CBC Gem, actually. It's a couple hours long. Really good. It's a French movie. Yeah, it's good. Watched Obsession finally. The 4K came out and I pre-ordered it on my trip. Got delivered on my trip, and my neighbor was nice enough to bring in his house because we were getting a bunch of rain up here. So I liked Obsession. I gave it a 4 to 5. I don't want to say it was like too overhyped. Like, I think it was a good movie. I think it's just one of those movies that I think would have, my score would have been higher if I watched it in the theater, I think, with like an audience and stuff.
That's fair.
Still a really good movie. Excited to watch it again, and I'm excited to see what Curry Barker does next. Yeah.
I'm very excited for his Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he's got a vision, man.
Yeah, me too. 2026, another 2026 movie I watched, Ready or Not 2, Here I Come. Like I said in my review, like I wasn't excited about the sequel. Like, I didn't think it was really needed. I thought just the first one is just awesome. But then once you get into like the characters and back in this pretty much exact same story, it's just, you have a good time with it. And
It kind of makes sense that there's a sequel. Like, it wasn't just a sequel that was thrown out there as a money grab. Like, the continuation made sense.
yeah, exactly. And let's see. The last one I'll say is watched Avatar: Fire and Ash.
Oh, nice.
Came out. It's on Disney Plus now. I liked it. I think obviously the visuals are awesome, but like I just don't really, at least for me, don't care really about the story, the characters that much, to be honest. Like, but I'd say that's my second favorite Avatar movie so far. So.
What's your favorite of the three?
Way of Water.
Okay,
Yeah.
me too.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Watch a shit ton, but I'll stick with those ones for now.
Right.
Especially as I forgot to share my screen. Oh well.
Oh, well. You did good without it. Okay, so you and I watched a few movies that were similar. I also watched Ready or Not 2. I also watched Obsession. Fucking loved Obsession. I gave it 4.5 stars. Miriam from Two Chicks, she said, "Well, like, what didn't you like about it that you took half star off?" And I was like, "I don't fucking know." Like, realistically, for me, it could be a 5 star. And on my next watch, I'm gonna do the commentary track with it. So I'm excited to see what all they have to say. I watched Forbidden Fruits that came out this year. Kind of had low expectations of it. Didn't really know much about the story and whatnot. I'd seen people say that it's like comparable to The Craft meets Mean Girls and stuff like that. And I think that's a pretty good comparison. I gave 3.5 stars, so it's a good movie. I had fun with it. And then one that I'd been waiting to watch whenever I first heard about it was Hungry. And it's obviously very loosely based off of Hungry Hungry Hippos. But man, I had so much fucking fun with this movie. And like, it had like an anaconda feel to it, but with a hippo. I don't think you watched it yet, right?
No, I haven't, no.
Yeah, it was Evan and I both watched it, but I definitely recommend it. It's just a fun, cheesy kind of movie, but it was really good. I had a great time with it. Brady and I have been getting into watching movies together, which has been really cool. So we introduced him to School of Rock on the weekend,
Nice.
and he really enjoyed it. And then last night we watched Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Tonight we watched Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets,
Nice.
and he is like high functioning autistic and he has ADHD. So for him to sit through a 2.5 hour movie in back-to-back nights, I was pretty impressed. I was like, fuck, like you, because it was his idea. He wanted to watch these movies. And I was like, oh, we'll try it out and we'll see. Like, it might take us a really long time to get through this franchise, but he's been crushing it, so
Nice.
I'm happy about
Nice.
it. And yeah, not much else other than that. I think pretty much fucking every night since you left, I watched a movie, so
Nice.
haven't really done anything else.
I obviously probably one of the many people that pre-ordered GTA 6. So I just really re-downloaded GTA 5
Nice.
because I haven't played it since the Xbox 360 or whenever it
Yeah.
came out. So re-downloading again on the PS5 and
Nice.
playing through that a little bit.
It's fun. All right. For our news, so Sebastian Vanacek, who directed Evil Dead Rise, was he Rise or is he Burn? Evil Dead Burn. He was Burn. So he has shown interest in directing a adaptation of The Mask, like Jim Carrey's The Mask, but based off of the comics, which were apparently very dark and very violent and very graphic. So I really hope that something comes out of that because I think that'd be a lot of fun. Okay, we kind of talked about it a bit on Discord. What are your thoughts on this new Nightmare on Elm Street reboot?
I don't know. I don't mind it. I don't really care for it. Like, I'll watch it, but like, I'm not neither happy or mad about it, to be honest. It's just kind
Okay.
of neutral.
Impartial. All right.
How about you?
It all depends on who's directing it and who is playing Freddy, because we've already had one remake and it was not good. So I hope whoever does it right.
Who would
And
you cast?
whoa, a video started playing. Was it Evan that says Sam Rockwell? Was that Evan?
Okay, maybe. I don't know.
Man, I think that'd be such a good casting call. Because Rockwell's fucking crazy,
He's a
man.
bit older, though.
That's true, but I mean, with enough makeup, I think you can make it work.
I think fucking Ben Foster.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. It's probably going to end up being fucking Bill Skarsgård. And don't get me wrong, I fucking love him, but it's like he's just in everything. Brad Dourif teases a new Chucky movie, and it'll be unlike anything fans expect. So that could be cool. The Crystal Lake TV show is going to air on October 15th, and we're getting all 8 episodes in the same night. So I'm happy about that. I can actually binge watch it. Backrooms is now available for pre-order on 4K and Blu-ray from A24. That just dropped today. And then lastly, I mean, it's been a few days now, but sadly, we've lost the legend, Dr. Alan Grant, Sam Neill. Very unexpected and sudden because he was doing better, but obviously,
I didn't know that he almost got cast as James Bond back in the day.
yeah, because he was pretty suave in some of his older roles, but yeah. And that's all I got. We got for 4Ks this week.
4Ks.
Hopefully nothing good because I bought enough fucking movies in the past month.
I mean, well, I can see there's one good movie at the start. So we got Obsession.
Okay, we have that, so we're good.
Which is weird because like it released yesterday, technically, right?
Yeah, we got it a while ago.
But like mine was delivered on like Wednesday, like a week ago.
Yeah, mine too.
So anyway, I don't know, I
Yeah, I
guess
don't know.
Grov is just killing it, I guess.
Love it.
We got Michael, which just passed $1 billion.
Oh, shit. About two
God.
different steelbooks for it.
So I guess I'll have to fucking watch this movie now too. God damn it.
Sarah took Brady to it and they both loved it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. I've heard very, very mixed reviews
Yeah,
on
me
it.
too.
Howard the Duck.
Fuck. I just bought
It
that. That's a sick steelbook.
is. we got Ip Man Kung Fu Legend. I don't know, is that like a new, I'm guessing it's a newer one,
Yeah,
I
it's a
guess.
new one. Yeah.
Interesting. We got Normal with our guy Bob Odenkirk.
Yep.
Never heard of it, but pretty sick. We got Brute Corpse. Lee Cronin's The Mummy.
Dog shit.
Steelbook. We got a Crawl Steelbook 4K. We got The Untouchables, one of your favorite movies.
I like that steelbook a lot.
Steelbook, yeah. We got Full Contact. We got Red Sun. Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore on Criterion. We got The Crying Game and HUD also on Criterion.
Nice. All right.
Yeah, not too bad.
I started watching The Great Escape the other night.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize it's a fucking 3-hour movie.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
So far, it's good though. Right. So we got some good 4Ks this
Yeah,
week.
you do.
That sucks because I want to buy a bunch of them. Restraint. All right. Let's talk about this movie.
Do it.
Like we said in the intro this week, we're talking about Labyrinth from 1986, starting off with a synopsis, very short one. Teenage Sarah journeys through a maze to save her baby brother from the Goblin King. This was
Yeah.
directed by Jim Henson, who obviously had his big claim to fame with Muppets.
Yep.
He was a master puppeteer, and he actually directed another movie that we're going to be doing later on. For the cast, we have David Bowie playing the Goblin King, Jennifer Connelly playing Sarah, Brian Henson, who is Jim's son, he did the voice of Hoggle,
Okay.
and Dave Goles play did the voice of Sir Didymus.
Yes.
And I have one honorable mention.
Okay.
Shelley Thompson played the stepmother. Does the name ring a bell?
No.
I didn't think so. It didn't for me either. She played Barb Leahy in the Trailer Park Boys.
No way.
Yeah. I
That's crazy.
thought that was pretty cool. One question before we really get into this. If they were to remake this movie, who would you cast as the Goblin King?
Our boy Ian. I feel like he would rock those tight ass pants, and I would just not stop staring at his package, even though this is supposed to be a kids movie, but.
It's an adult movie now.
Yeah, exactly.
I can see the beads of sweat just dripping down your forehead right now.
Oh yeah, I know, right? Seriously, I don't know. Yeah.
It's got to be someone who can sing.
Okay. I mean,
I mean, there's a lot.
I'll say Ryan Gosling.
Okay. All right. That's not a. Okay. I never even thought of him. So I brought the question up at work today, too, with Skylar, who
Yeah.
you've met through Discord and whatnot. We're going to see The Odyssey with him on this on Saturday. So I brought it up to him. My answer was I want them to make it a darker version and have Manson do it.
Okay.
He's got the body type for it.
He's like 70 years old, man.
Yeah, but like you could make him up a little bit. Makeup does
Yeah.
wonders.
Okay.
And Skyler said Adam Lambert.
Yeah. I would say that's like the most accurate for Bowie, I guess,
Yeah, because
comparison.
Lambert is so fucking
Yeah.
like over the top with makeup and shit like that.
That's
I
true.
think he could pull off the drag really well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Question to our listeners. Shoot us a message. Let us know who you would cast. All right, let's dive in this movie.
First question for you. Did any of the kids watch this with you?
No.
You wouldn't
No.
let them, or they didn't want to?
Not that I didn't let them. I watched it at night, so they were already in bed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would let Brady. Hunter is very much the type of kid that if he sees something on TV, he believes it's real. He's in that phase of his life right now. So I'm not sure if I would let him watch it yet. But at the same time, like, he has watched some pretty questionable horror movies with me. Like, he won't sit and watch the whole thing, but like, I would watch some on my laptop and he'd kind of sit with me for a little bit. So I don't know, maybe he'd be okay, but I'd be pretty wary of some parts.
Do you remember when you first watched this movie?
Oh,
Like
dude,
how old you may have been?
I was young, like really young, like under 10. Yeah, because when I was like 8, we moved in with my mom's partner at the time, and she had like walls of VHSs. And dude, like, I attribute my love of movies to that 4 years where we lived there, because I just had 1,000 VHS tapes to watch. And this was one of them. So it had to have been around that time, I would say.
Does she still have any of them?
I don't know, like, they've been separated for fuck since I was 12, so yeah, it was a past one.
Fair enough. This is a first time watch for me. I feel like I've seen clips of it. And I feel like I might be getting confused parts of this movie and The Dark Crystal. 'Cause I don't think I've seen The Dark Crystal, but like there's a few movies from this time where like I don't know, I feel like if I see, I may remember some of it. So we'll see if I remember any of it. Spoiler on the Dark Crystal episode.
In a few weeks.
So yeah, I was excited to watch this very highly rated movie that everyone loves. So I was curious how I'd feel about it as an adult who's never seen it.
I am kind of wondering, because you don't have that nostalgia feel.
Movie opens up with some weird opening credits with owl flying around, some really shitty CGI. And we open up at Sarah's house with her dad and stepmom. She's talking about Goblin City and how she needs to take back the child. We meet Merlin the dog. What do you think of Sarah? What do you think of her?
She's annoying as fuck, man.
Oh, I fucking hate her, man.
She drove me good. It's not fair. Like, all throughout the movie, I was just like, okay, you're fucking 16. My 6-year-old says that constantly. Like, fucking just shut up.
And it like makes zero sense. She goes in her room and she sees one of her toys missing. And she's like, someone was in here, and goes through her little brother, who is a fucking baby. Like, he can't reach up 8 feet and pick a fucking doll off the wall. Like, this kid is like, I don't know, 10 months old, maybe like a year,
And
if that.
the way she was acting with him whenever he was crying too, I was
Oh
just like,
my
I'd
God. I
fucking
wanted to
smack
punch
the
her in the
shit out of
fucking
you.
face, man.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I'm glad
seriously.
we're sharing the same thoughts. Violence against women. Yeah. I'm just
I'm
kidding.
curious how Evan feels about her because I know they did this episode with two chicks. I didn't listen to it. I don't know how long ago they did it, but Evan's on lately. His saying is he picks someone in a movie that he fucking hates. So I'm sure that she would be top of his list for this
I
episode.
feel like she would have to be. Before we move ahead too far, one of the trivia things that I wanted to talk about, because you mentioned the owl flying around. This was the first attempt at a photorealistic CGI animal in a feature film. So
Interesting.
understandable that it was shit, but yeah. I just thought that was pretty cool, like that this is the movie that they have that on.
So yeah, her parents are going out for the night, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we'll be back at like midnight." And I'm like, "Jesus Christ, is leaving this kid alone, like this baby alone." And he's like crying, won't go to sleep, and she's just like getting pissed at him, and like picks him up and is like, "I don't know." She's like, "You shouldn't be my brother," blah blah blah. Like, "I just wish you were gone." And then like it just cuts to like these goblins. I'm like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, I love those goblins so much.
It's such a weird cut because like this cuts like just out of the blue. I'm like, holy fuck. And then she starts saying the words and like cuts back to them. They're like, oh, she's gonna say it. And she doesn't say the right words, and then she's about to leave and she's like, I don't know what the words were, but she's like, yeah, I wish you would goblins you would come and take him away or something. Take him far away from me. And then the goblins come in, like run around the room, and then the owl's at the window, and he comes in as the Goblin King. It was David Bowie. Yeah, so hate her. I love Jairus' look. I thought it was, full David Bowie, So
Yeah, it's not even like he was a character. He was just himself.
yeah. This came out after Rocky Horror, right?
Oh, yeah. Rocky Horror was the 70s, I think.
Do you think that they asked our boy from Rocky Horror?
Tim Curry?
Yeah. Do you think he would play a
Maybe.
good? I mean, I
Not
guess it'd be
now.
like no. Okay, yeah, same with David Bowie, he wouldn't play a good one either. but do you think like it would just be the same, basically, the same character, but like, pretty similar.
I think it would be somewhat the same, but like Tim Curry was ugly.
Okay.
He was ugly in drag. Like at least Bowie, like I don't know, he looked good. Like Bowie pulled it off better than Tim Curry did, I think.
Okay. I mean, though he's not really in drag, though.
No, not drag, but like I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think Bowie's just prettier. I think it works better with him.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Have you told Sarah this yet?
I think David Bowie's gorgeous.
So yeah, they take Toby away, and basically he gives her like this bubble thing. I don't know what that was about, and then she ends up at this labyrinth, and she has to get to the middle of the labyrinth to get her brother back.
I love this too, because he like opens the windows and you can see the castle like way far off in the distance. And there's like it looks like two separate labyrinths that she has to get through. And she's like, oh, it doesn't look that far.
Yeah.
Like that, what do you mean? That is
Yeah.
so far away.
Yeah. but yeah, we just get thrown into this world. And honestly, like I was just blown away by everything in this maze, all the puppets, the creativity of it all. It's just, I wasn't the biggest Muppet fan growing up. Like I obviously watched a bit of it and stuff like that, like in the movies sometimes, but like I know some people like love the Muppets, like yearly watches for some of the movies, but like for me, not the biggest fan. Like I never really watched it a lot, but like just you can appreciate Jim Henson, and like he truly is like probably the greatest at what he does.
I don't know if you'll ever get anybody better because puppetry is kind of a dying breed now. But yeah, I agree, man. Like there are so many different characters in this movie, and the amount of
It's
time it would have taken,
crazy.
like it's nuts.
Like there's a scene like near the end, there's like a battle, and like there's so many different, like even whenever in Jairus like castle or whatever, there's like all these people running around and like different voices and different looks, and like we'll get to one scene where I think was really cool as well, but just amazing of how much work like
Yeah.
I'm sure he has workers that like help him and stuff like that,
Well, yeah,
obviously,
he's
but
got a whole
like,
team, but still.
yeah.
One thing too, whenever Bowie gave her that like crystal ball thing, I can't remember what it was called. He called it something. But he's playing with it in his hands and he's like rolling it back and forth in his hands and stuff like that. So there was a magician behind him and he had his arms through Bowie and he was doing those with his hands, but
Oh, really?
he couldn't see what he was doing. So that's just a guy basically blind playing with those balls, flipping them around in his hands and stuff.
Interesting.
Crazy.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, so she's in this labyrinth. She's walking around. She runs into these like creepy eye things, like mold on the wall. And they tell her about the fake wall. And I thought it was a pretty cool like transition. And I love it cuts to Jareth like in his like castle with all the fucking puppets around, and then just Toby's in the middle. And I was like, man, this kid must have been traumatized from this fucking movie. Like, holy shit, man.
He loved the puppets in this scene.
Did he? I
Yeah,
mean, he does like
according.
smile, and like once Jareth starts saying the stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like he starts smiling and laughing and stuff like that, but then like I don't know, it'd be like obviously he's a baby, he doesn't really remember probably, but so we see Sarah, she's going through and she's drawing arrows on some of these stones to help her remember if she gets lost, and then we see he just like draws one, walks away, and then like a goblin keeps flipping the arrows around. I thought it was funny. And the labyrinth keeps on changing. She has to find a door, and she meets two characters that are like a door each. One's like a blue and a red, and she goes up to them. They're like, "Oh, which door is it?" And like one of us is lying, one of us is telling the truth, and she comes up with some scenario. It was confusing as shit the way she was wording it. But she's like, "Yeah, it must be that door," and she goes through it and like falls down. But I thought this scene was really fucking cool. She falls in
So
this
cool.
hall, this hole, and it's like they're called the Helping Hands. And the people in the walls like have their hands through, and they make everyone's hand or fist turn into like a face. It's kind of creepy, but like really cool how they did it.
Yeah, it's such a neat scene.
Yeah. And then she's like stuck, and they're like, "Oh, which way do you want to go?" And she's like, "Well, I'm already like going down, so I may as well go down." And
What a fucking thought process.
I know.
Like, I think I'd want to go up.
Yeah, seriously. So yeah, she falls into a place called the Oubliette. This is where she meets Hoggle for the first time.
She met him prior to this.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, but he didn't want to help her.
Oh, okay. Why does he decide to help her after all?
Because I think he feels bad for her. He kind of doesn't agree with the Goblin King. Because,
Yeah.
like, his order was to steer her in the wrong direction. But he felt bad. Like, he wanted her to get to Toby
Right.
and rescue him.
So he helps her leave the Oubliette, and they're walking down this hallway. And then they get to like this closed gate, and you hear this sound coming. And then he's like, "Oh, it's the cleaners are coming." It's like this Indiana Jones like machine. Like, it reminded me of I don't know why, because it's goblins, but it reminded me of like Dungeon Crawler Carl, like the first movie or the first book.
I
Like, and there's a
agree.
fucking thing chasing them. But they end up like getting through this wall. So they get outside and they meet this old guy with like a bird on his head, and she ends up taking one of Hoggle's jewels, and she gives ends up getting a ring to this weird guy to make a donation. And like Hoggle says, he's like, "Why the fuck did you give him that? Like, he didn't even help you at all." But yeah, I think like the characters that she meets in this are like really cool, like design and
Yeah, just very, very creative.
And Because he keeps saying to her, like, sometimes the way forward is the way back. So like he's being like very confusing. So she ends up in like this other maze, and there's like some monkey thing like hung up by a tree, and these like guys with fucking knight's armor like hitting them with these sticks that have like I don't know, little monsters on the end. And this like rock comes like rolling up to her, and she picks it up and throws it at one of the guys, and he ends up hitting one of his buddies with like the fucking monster that chews people, and then they start like hitting each other, and yeah, so she ends up making a friend. Ludo is his name.
I fucking love Ludo.
He's like this big like yeti kind of looking thing, and he can control rocks. They're his friends apparently.
Rock friend.
Yeah, like I already mentioned, I don't know why David Bowie's wearing such tight pants in this. Like, Jesus Christ, man. Just cannot stop looking at it, man. Like, I don't know.
There is a couple of weird scenes with him and Sarah in this movie. And like Jennifer Connelly was 16. And I was just like, this is fucking weird.
Yeah. I mean, like, is this movie like the cause of AIDS, you know?
What?
Because he was given like late 80s, early 90s, right? And like during the early 90s, like AIDS was like a massive thing, right? So like did people just see this and just like, oh, I'm gay now, you know?
I get
And
what
just
you're
start
saying.
having sex with people, you
The whole AIDS epidemic happened because of David Bowie's pants in Labyrinth.
Yeah, exactly.
Brooke Merkley, 2026.
And we get to some characters that I feel like I've seen before. It's these bird things that start singing and dancing, and some like really terrible CGI and like way that they filmed this scene.
Fuck those things.
Like these bird things, but then their fucking body parts start falling off, and I was like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? Guy's head's falling off, his arm's falling off, and
She gets to the top of this cliff and then it's just a head fucking floating up behind her.
yeah, so weird. So Hoggle ends up saving her again. They get outside like the rock wall, and then they find the bog, almost fall in. It's called like what's called
The
fog,
Bog of
or
Eternal Stench.
yeah, okay, yeah, that's what it was. So they're making their way, they find Ludo again. They're trying to cross the bridge, and this is where we meet Sir Didymus. He's this little like dog looking thing
I
that is
love him.
guarding the bridge and ends up fighting Ludo, and yeah, this is great.
He's just, he reminds me of the squirrel in Over the Hedge.
Oh my
Just
God.
fucking
Yeah.
all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. So Ludo ends up kind of, excuse me, not beating him, but like they just keep fighting, and just Didymus just gives up, and then he's like, oh, let's be friends now. And then out of nowhere, fucking Merlin shows up, the dog.
But he's a puppet dog now.
I feel like Sarah didn't even really like acknowledge he was fucking Merlin.
I don't think she did. 'Cause
Because
it was his dog, but like
yeah,
Didymus's dog.
what does he call the dog? Do you remember?
I have it. One second. Ambrosius,
Oh yeah, Ambrosius. Yeah.
which apparently is a subtle joke because Ambrosius was the wizard Merlin's other name.
Oh.
Did not know that, but
Me either. The bridge ends up breaking, and Sarah is like hanging in the middle of it, and then Ludo ends up saving her because he calls a rock to come up beneath her and save her. She crosses all the rocks. They all get over. Didymus says he's going to bring them to the castle, and then we see Hoggle again. And what does Jareth keep calling him?
No, she called him Hogwart, which
Yeah.
I meant to ask you, do you think that's where J.K. Rowling got the name of Hogwarts from?
I mean,
Maybe.
Probably, maybe.
Yeah. Fuck. What did he keep calling him?
It's like Hegel or something like that,
Yeah,
or
something. Something similar, but
yeah.
not quite.
And like Hegel like cracks him like three times during the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Jareth has a feeling or knows that Hoggle's trying to help her, and he ends up giving Hoggle like this like bad peach or something like that to try and give to Sarah. So he shows up, and then he ends up giving her the bad peach, and she takes a bite, and then I didn't understand this whole fucking scene at all. She like goes into this like dream where she's on this like weird ball scene, and like Jareth is like eyeing her like really creepily.
This is what I was talking about before.
And I was like, are they like gonna kiss or something like that? But like she doesn't see him, but he's like looking at her very creepily.
Yeah. And they do like a little dance. And yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was just odd.
But like she doesn't remember what she's supposed to be doing, right?
No.
But she ends up breaking free of him like in this dance. And
Yeah, because she ends up breaking the glass bubble or ball, I think.
yeah. What did he call it? Like it wasn't a remember all because that's Harry
That's
Potter.
from Harry Potter, yeah.
Yeah. It was something similar to that though. And then yeah.
But she wakes up in some junkyard, and I love these people. Like, they're like underneath all the junk, and then the like lady's like, "Hey, what's look where you're going?" And it's like, "We can't even fucking see you. Like, you're got fucking ladder and shit on you."
Yeah. She's got a whole shopping cart on her back.
Yeah. And they she ends up back in her like, well, she thinks in her room, and then like the girl opens the door, and yeah, I thought it was funny. They end up making it to the front gate. They get in, and then like this door closes. I thought it was a really cool scene. The door closes, and there's like this giant like steel knight, fucking Big Daddy kind of guy. Yeah, is trying to hit them with an axe, and then Hoggle comes back and does save them again. Hops on top, and then pulls the little fucking goblin out of the helmet. And yeah, they end up making it to the Highness, and then we get an epic battle from like three different types of kind of characters. There's like these guys were riding what's the fucking little thing called from The Empire Strikes Back at the beginning?
Oh.
You know, whenever Luke is riding that thing
Yeah.
in the.
Not a pod racer.
But they kind of look like that a little bit.
Oh, the animal thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck, what were they called? I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
I'll get back to you in a few weeks because Brady and I are going to
Okay.
watch Star Wars too.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Off way off topic.
Yeah.
Since you brought it up.
Okay.
How are you gonna watch the movies with him?
Probably like episode 1 through 9.
Okay.
I feel like.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I feel like his, the way his brain works, I feel like he'd want it to be in chronological order instead of like flipping back and forth. Because, like, if we did the original trilogy, right,
Yeah.
we'd watch those three and then
Yeah.
we'd go back to episodes 1, 2, and 3. And then we'd have to go way ahead into the future for
Yeah.
the other three.
That's fair.
So I feel like chronological order will go.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, so there's like three different types of enemies that are chasing after all of them. They're like running through this little town. I love when they get to like this house and they're like, how the fuck do we get in? Lou just like grabs the side of the house and rips it open and then gets it in. And then Ludo ends up calling for help from the rocks, and the rocks come down and start fighting all the other people. And then Sarah ends up in the main castle, and she makes it like this like stair maze kind of thing that looks like honestly, like a lot of shit from Harry Potter. Now that like you're mentioning it, like there is a lot of stuff.
The moving staircases and
Yeah, the remember all the fucking Hogwarts. God damn.
JK was a fan.
Yeah, seriously. What do you think of some of the songs in this movie?
Oh man, they're, I don't want to say they're classics, 'cause like I feel like if someone, I don't know, like if you heard one of these songs, you wouldn't be like, oh, that's from Labyrinth.
No.
So it's not like they're like wildly popular songs, but I feel like they're so Bowie-esque, right?
They do sound very Bowie-esque, yeah.
And I think they fit perfectly for this movie. I don't know if he wrote these songs specifically for the movie, or if they were already songs of his. No, I imagine they'd have to be for the movie.
Probably.
Because they're pretty specific.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed the soundtrack. Very 80s.
So she ends up finding Toby. He's just fucking crawling around this
Chilling.
bitch, chilling.
Upside down on a staircase.
Yeah. What do you think of the final scene? Her defeating the Goblin King.
Oh, like when he turns into the owl.
Yeah, because she's basically like, I don't know. I felt like it. I mean, it's a kids' movie, I guess, kind of, but like,
It ends very abruptly.
it does. Because she basically, there's like weird things happening, and then she just says, "Oh, you don't have power over me." And then he turns into an owl, and
Yeah.
that's it.
And like I feel like, yeah, like you said, there it's a kids movie, so that's obviously a powerful message for kids. Because it's like a whole bully standpoint. So, I mean, as a kid watching, I feel like it was probably a good ending. But, like, as an adult now, I don't know. I kind of want to see a little bit more of what they're like. I don't know. Like, if she battled him or something like that. Because, like, we have this, I don't want to say an epic battle scene just prior to this, but, like, we have some pretty big chaos happening prior. So.
So,
Yeah.
yeah. And then
Anticlimactic.
it is, yeah. So she ends up home again. Toby is home and asleep, all happy. And she gets in her room, and then all of her friends show up that she met throughout the movie. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
There was a question like of whether or not any of this actually happened or if it was all a dream. But then I was looking in the trivia, and she is missing the bracelet that she gave to Hoggle or something like that. So it kind of solidifies the fact that it did actually happen. Especially like whenever they're all in her room, it's just like, okay, was this just like, do you have a wild imagination? Because at the start of the movie, it's painting through her room, and she has a copy of Where the Wild Things Are. Which is kind of not a similar story, but like this kid creates his whole world with his imagination, and there's all these creatures. So it kind of gives you that thought that maybe it's fake or that she was dreaming, but think it did actually happen.
That's the way the bog splatters.
Like it. All right. On a first watch as a 36-year-old man, how did you rate this movie?
I give it a 3.5 out of 5.
Okay, that's respectable.
I think acting is not great. I fucking hate Sarah with the passion, I think. And Jennifer Connelly's very, very young in this. I thought David Bowie was okay. I mean, he didn't really have to do much. Like, he sang songs. Like, he's just David Bowie. The story, not that great. But I think what does the most for me is just blown away by the set design, all the characters, all the puppetry. It's just amazing of how many different ones there is. And the voice acting is great. The songs are pretty good, but I think, yeah, it's just more like a respect factor on this movie.
Yeah, which
So,
is fair.
yeah, so I'll go 3.5 out of 5.
All right. I gave it a 4 out of 5. I love this movie when I first saw it as a kid, and like I loved it all through childhood. And yeah, like you said, like it's just a movie that you have to respect Jim Henson for, and like all of his puppeteers for what they are able to do, because there are so many characters in this movie, and like they're in the background, they're in the foreground, they're fucking fighting, they're bouncing around all over the place. And I don't know, it's really a big feat in puppetry, I think, especially for this time. And yeah, like I think Bowie was good. I don't know who else you could have cast. Like you said, Tim Curry, he could have been another option, but I just think Bowie did a really good job. But yeah, like you, Jennifer Connelly drove me fucking crazy in this movie. Whoever wrote it doesn't know, like, I don't know, 16-year-old girl, so they are annoying. But yeah, I don't know. Just yeah, it's a movie that I will introduce my kids to at some point, and I hope that they enjoy it as much as I did. So yeah, 4 to 5 for me.
Cool.
All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus: while it's arguably more interesting on a visual level, Labyrinth provides further proof of director Jim Henson's boundless imagination. So Rotten Tomatoes agrees with us. What do you think they scored it?
Say like 84.
Ah. Too high.
Oh,
The critics gave it a 64.
how many reviews on it though?
127.
Okay,
Yeah.
wow, I thought the critics loved this movie.
Yeah, not so much. And an average score of 6.5 out of 10. The audience, however, was an 86% on 250,000 ratings and an average score of 4.2 out of 5, or an 8.4 out of 10.
Nice.
What's Letterboxd have?
Letterboxd has a 3.8 out of 5. Jensen gave it a 4. John gave it a 3.5. Ian gave it a 5.
Okay.
Nathan gave it a 4.5. Anthony a 4. Buddy Alan gave it a 2.
Oh, okay.
Slash and Captain to 3. I think that's it.
All right, what do you got for me?
Alrighty. We are going to be blind ranking top 5 movies with puppets.
Okay. All
All
right.
right. So, first one, we got Annabelle.
Like the first Annabelle?
Sure.
Before. If it comes home, that might be higher up.
Okay. Fair enough. We got Labyrinth.
I'll go 2. I don't want to put out number 1 just in case. I don't know what else you could have, but
We got Magic.
oh, I'll go 3 with Magic. That
Okay.
was a good movie.
It
I
was,
want to
honestly.
rewatch that.
We got Child's Play.
Number 1.
Okay. I apologize, man.
Uh-oh.
You are not going to be happy.
What else is there?
Your number 5 is 4K that you just picked up not too long ago. That is Dead Silence.
I don't want that at 5. It wouldn't be number 1. I would definitely put it ahead of Annabelle.
For sure.
Yeah, I might have been happier. Yeah, Annabelle at 5, Magic at 4, and Dead Silence at 3.
Okay. All right.
I think I might have been happier with that. But oh well, it is what it is.
Yeah. You're
That's
blind.
good.
What? can you do?
That's right. That's a good list. So I'd like, I never even
Thanks.
fucking thought of some of those. But yeah, man, I haven't watched Magic since we recorded our episode on it like fucking 4 years ago.
No, it wasn't four.
It was a while ago.
Let's see. December 3rd, 2023.
Oh, so not even 3 years ago.
I mean, it's still a long time ago, but
Yeah. I thought that was like way earlier. Because we're on our 6th year now, aren't we?
yeah, no, it's 7th year.
Started in 2019. Oh yeah, we did. God damn. Wow.
Wowie.
Wow. All right. You're for the scare section?
Want to clarify something?
Yeah, because I only have two.
Okay, we're doing the ones that you sent in the chat.
What did I send? What did you have?
The ones that you definitely thought on your own and not by ChatGPT.
That's right. All right. Well, you're going first anyway, so.
Okay, well, I don't prepare for these ever, so that's fine.
All right.
So we're doing the Childhood Trauma Index.
Sure.
Okay. So on a rating of 1 to 10, how traumatic would this be for a child? Honestly, I think this kind of, I mean, child's different. I think it varies. Because, like, I don't mind puppets, but, like, our buddy Casey fucking hates puppets. Right?
Yeah. And Sarah hates puppets.
So, like, it's kind of, depends. But I'll say for this movie, we got some body dismemberment. We got David Bowie's large package.
Yeah.
Jennifer Connelly's acting.
Where?
So I'll say a six.
Okay. All right.
And then you said next one is the therapy bill, which is which
Okay.
character would need the most therapy after the credits roll? I mean, you know what? I'm not gonna say the obvious answer.
Of Toby?
Oh, okay. I
Oh,
thought
I
you were
thought that was you.
going. I thought you
Okay.
were going with Sarah. That makes sense. I'm gonna go with Jareth, the Goblin King.
All right.
I think Hoggle really, fucked with his head.
Yeah, they're
He's like,
supposed to be boys.
and also like, I'm a goblin. I'm supposed to be bad.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not bad after all,
That's true. Yeah.
So,
A little bit of existential crisis.
yeah. Like, how did
Yeah.
he become the Goblin King? He's a human.
That's true.
I feel like Tim Curry would be a better Goblin King because he looked more like a goblin than David Bowie.
Fair point.
So
All
I'll go with Goblin King.
right.
Question actually.
Yeah.
Kind of a spin on would you survive?
Okay.
Do you think you would get out of this labyrinth?
No.
Okay,
No, not even
fair
a little
enough.
bit. I'm not even gonna try and say that I would. There's not a fucking chance. In 13 hours, too. Like, she only had 13 hours.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And her little fucking saucy attitude made her lose 3 hours on it, too.
That's true.
Okay, so I had like a scare rating for now. Like, do you still find it creepy? And I also had like a creepiest character.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to do those too.
Sure. Scary now, I would say like on a scale of 1 to 10, like a 2. Like it's
Yeah.
not that scary at all, really. Some creepy characters, but like nothing like fucking the witches or whatever that one I told you about.
Oh yeah.
That one's fucking creepy. And then what was the other one? Character scary?
Creepiest character, yeah.
Definitely the birds like pulling their head and stuff off. Fucking singing and stuff like that. So,
Yeah. All right. We're very in sync with this. What was it? Childhood traumatic. What did I say it was? Fucking Jesus.
Childhood Trauma Index.
Right, Childhood Trauma Index. I also gave it a 6 out of 10. I swear I wrote it down before you said yours. Yeah, I mean, a lot of these puppets were really fucking creepy, like if you're watching this as a kid. So I there's a reason why I picked this movie.
It's fair.
Therapy Bill, I said Toby. I already kind of gave away my answer. That poor fucking kid, man. Like, it's gonna be some deep-seated issues whenever he gets older. Scaroding Now, I also gave it a 2 out of 10. I said there's still some creepy puppets and imagery, but it's not as effectively scary as they were whenever I was a kid. And creepiest character, I had two, but you took the one, so like the fiery guys, I think they're called fieries, the flying
Okay.
fuckers that can dismember themselves. I also said the creepy the helping hands,
Yeah.
they were creepy. And I think because it's so dark and like just the
Oh,
way that
yeah.
they morphed into the faces and stuff, it was just, I don't know, it was a
Yeah.
creepy scene. That's all I got. All
Cool.
right, can wrap this up. What's our next movie?
We will see how well this next episode does.
Oh, it's...
Because I don't know how many people have seen this, but this is a movie that I haven't watched since I was little. I remember the villain from this, and creeped me out as a kid. Now that I'm seeing pictures, I kind of remember a bit of it, but it is 1989's Little Nemo Adventures in Slumberland.
Whenever we first started talking about doing this, you said that this is one of your picks. I have never even heard of this movie.
Yeah.
I watched a trailer for it, and I
Oh,
think
you
it does.
did.
I think it does fit the profile.
Okay, I haven't watched the trailer. I maybe I should watch the trailer, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So you think it does fit the profile?
Yeah, I think it does for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, is this going to be interesting? Because I'd never fucking heard of it. Maybe it was a popular movie. I don't know.
I don't know either, but yeah.
I was too busy watching Labyrinth, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
But yeah,
We're also
anyways.
showing our age during this too,
Oh
so
yeah, we're fucking, it's going to be a lot of 80s movies. All
yeah.
right.
Cool.
Happy we're back.
Yes, me too.
Very excited to be doing this theme for the next 2 months. So
Yeah, me too.
it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, you guys can catch us on social media at A Podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you'll find links to our TeePublic account where we have our merch. Excuse me. There's also a link to our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. And there's links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us. Thanks for listening to this episode on Labyrinth.
Yep.
And yeah, shoot us a message on Instagram. Join the Discord chat.
Alrighty, well, talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Bye.